You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich five-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James.
Morning. Sorry about the last time. I just lost track of time. And when the sun was out, I had to catch up on some work. Sorry about that. Brain was dead.
All good. All good. And just welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. A little bit of sunshine today. Oh, Not the warmest, but it's sunshine.
Oh, isn't it? It's a lovely day today.
It's a lovely day today. Yeah. So everything's so sogged.
Every day is a different day.
Oh, yes. Definitely down here. I thought what we'd do yesterday, we're talking a little bit about security and all different types of things. I'll tell you why. I think I mentioned to you this a couple of weeks ago. The wife and the daughter went on a Friday afternoon after the daughter got injured at hockey, whacked her thumb, got the ball on her finger. So they rushed off to Constantiaberg Hospital. And the daughter went to get her cell phone out the boot of the car. And they turned to walk away because now she was crying. It was sore. It was wet and it was a windy, cold, miserable Friday. And they left. The wife thought she locked the car. She saw the mirrors close and whatever. And the guys had jammed the boot. So what they did was they stole her school bag and her computer and all that. So it was close to 40,000 rands worth of things. You know, look at lucky we got insurance, so that covered it. And the police know about this problem because there's no security in and out, but they have cameras. Now, my question is, if they know about it, set a trap and catch these bastards.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's my policy.
And how you feel. Yes.
It's not petty crime. This is high crime. Yeah. And 40,000 rand is a lot of money.
And this happened at Constantiaberg parking lot.
In the parking lot at the hospital. So this thought me, I'd bring this up. There's certain vehicles, a lot of the new vehicles have central locking boot closing features.
Yes.
Now, you've got to remember when your boot closes, any obstruction, the boot will stop closing. It's a safety thing. If a kid is at the boot, you close the boot, the big tail. I mean, those tailgates are heavy. So yes. As it touches something solid, it'll automatically stop or it'll open. Now, if you have a Haval, because we have a Haval,
yes,
I think it stops work. I've seen this before. If you're closing the boot and you push the remote to close the car, the boot stops working, the back hatch. So just be careful. Make sure your back hatch is closed first before you close the door. Push the central locking. Because what these guys did, they jammed something. You can actually see where they damaged it just slightly because the wife weren't concentrating enough. But like I said, it was miserable. She was crying, whatever.
But the focus was on your daughter that injured yourself.
So you go to a hospital. So they're looking for soft targets.
Yes.
So this is my input. If it happens to you, just be careful. Make sure the tailgate closes first. And then lock.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we get so conveniently casual down here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, crime has come down here a little bit faster than anybody thought. I see the security guards now at the checker center.
Yes, I've seen that too.
Because people are getting robbed because of this type of thing. They sit and watch you. I said to the wife, what car was next to you? She says there was a Range Rover Sport next to me. I said, that's where they were.
Yes.
They were in that. Because you won't expect a high-end vehicle to with...
True, very true.
Well, they got it through robberies.
But you know, it makes sense what you say now because all hospital parking lots, you'll all be vulnerable because your focus is to get yourself in to that traumas department. So you think you're closing, like you said, and your focus is not there. And
these bastards sit there.
Yes, they're smart. So they're very smart.
Like you say, we are soft targets. So do yourself a favor. I know you're panicking. You might do someone's... they look at people, someone might be just rushing to park to go and see someone in their last breaths and that, and they come back in their cars. Because the daughter and the wife were sitting there, and she was on her phone in the emergency ward. Next minute she saw, there's money gone off my account. And she didn't put two and two together till they got home. They thought they'd cloned her card. So they took money out of her account as well. So she lost $1,000, her computer and her school bag and whatever. So it's more that the inconvenience. And, you know, so
it's actually shocking.
It is shocking.
It's shocking news to hear this morning.
So if you're going there, be careful. Any hospital, just be careful where you park, how you park. Close the car properly. Rather, I know you're in a rush to get there to see someone that it might, your brain is somewhere else or whatever. It happens to all of us. Take your time, rather, and just make sure that you are there and everything's closed properly. You'd rather come back to everything in your car. And don't leave anything that they can see. I mean, the wife put everything in the boot. You think it's secure with a cover. Guess what? Didn't help
anything.
They're
smart, James. They're smart.
Oh, they're clever. They know how to get around it. So, yeah. So that was, I just thought I'd put it out there. So if you're going there anywhere close to the hospital, they do know about it. The police do know about it, but nothing's happening about it. So same thing as Long Beach Mall and at the Checker Center, there is security out there. Same thing. They're looking for soft targets because we've got an older generation here.
Yes.
At retirement, as the father-in-law says, this is God's waiting room. Yeah. at least it's a decent waiting room to stay.
Yes.
So looking for soft targets because they're looking at these vulnerable people to steal things. So just be careful. And also, like you said about the cloning of the cards, there is a special little thing you put in your wallet to stop them cloning the card. It's like a RF transmitter thing. I actually got it in my card, in my wallet.
So do you keep one?
I keep it between my two cards. It's a RF radio frequency blocker. As they call it, you can get them.
So James is busy showing me what it looks like.
iClip RFID shield. This stops the chip in your credit cards or your cards being cloned. Well, they've got a little swipe and they just go past it.
So where do you get that?
Well, it's in the wallet. So you can look on the internet or look at a lot of shops sell it now.
All right.
It's a little wallet and you just put your cards in there if you want to. It's just a safer thing. It'll stop them reading the cards because they've... Technology has gone wide way. Like I said to you, the last time I think it was talking about the little handheld device they used to swipe on the cars and things like that, and they pick up radio frequencies because everything works on frequencies.
Even yes, it does.
We do. So, be careful. It's just unfortunate now we have to do this podcast because of our clever people. I'm not going to.
But it's important because, like you said, you're in a rush. We're always in a rush. Everybody's always in a rush. You go parking, you need to get in, you need to get out. And you think, like you said, you press in remote, you think it's all fine, you come back, your car's gone. Because there are many vehicles that have been taken from this mall.
And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. So be careful.
So it's good that you make mention. It's just, it's just alert. It's just to be alert.
So this is what the insurance companies just come up with it as well. They said there's a guy, someone from Maui as well, adopting numerous safety methods. There is a new way to the jack plugs, alarm systems. It's extra thing, like you've got a tracking unit. But a tracking unit helps. Nice, brilliant. Get your car back. Look, by the time the people get to the car has been stripped. It doesn't want it anymore.
That's right. And they know. They seem to know where the trackers are put.
They're not even worried about the tracker. I mean, when they stole my car, they threw 24 volts to the system just to see if I had a tracker. So they blew it. But these guys are so quick on what cars they want, what parts they need. They strip the car out within 45 minutes, if that, the car stripped. You're not going to accept that back because it's just an insurance. And people say, but I've got insurance.
Mm.
Yes, but you still end up paying. You lose a lot of money more than what you think. You still use a lot of money. So, the best is just protect your car. Make sure, don't leave anything that's visibly seen in the car. Rather put it in the boot, like I say. It'll just stop. Overseas as well, the guys follow the guys from the airport or something. And as the guys park the car, they've got the suitcases in there. It's not even 15 seconds the guys have. They walk past, smash the window, take the bags, you're gone. So don't leave your passports, don't leave your wallets and your IDs and everything. Take it with you. Phones you can replace.
Or leave it at home if you can.
Or leave it at home if you can. Yeah. It's a little bit safer thing. This is just safety things I'm picking up. I know it's a car zone.
It's all about safety in cars.
So equip your wheel with lock nuts because they do steal wheels. Reinforce the battery back. Some cars you can't really, but a lot of the cars, the batteries are hidden. So it's very difficult for it, but there's certain vehicles they can, because they used to go underneath, cut the positive wire on the battery or the negative coming from the battery, jam open the bonnet and steal the battery or whatever they can get. Even the headlights on the Golf 7s and whatever, they whip them out. You know, the LED headlights, because they're about 25 grand, I think, for a headlight. So they're still both.
Yeah. And also sometimes, you know, James, you park and you don't really take note of your surroundings.
Yes.
But it's the same. Now you think you yourself can see something's happening and you think, oh, why is someone working under the car, something wrong with his tire? He might be actually robbing this car,
yes.
And you think it's their car.
Well, they're so casual about it. They're so brazen that they don't take it. Most people won't nowadays because they don't want to get involved.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's not like old school. But
sometimes, as you say, you think, okay, maybe there's a leak under the car. You don't register that this could be actually taking your car or breaking in.
Yeah. It's like I said before, it used to be after dark motors. Yeah. Now it's anytime motors.
It used to be midnight shopping.
Yeah, now midnight shopping, anytime shopping. Yeah,
now it's
take as you come. Now, always try and park in a busy, visible, well-lit area, especially at night. Look, double check your vehicle locked when you leave it. Just make sure. Just walk. Start off at stay at the back and then walk forward. It's easier because you'll see it lock. Because what they'll do is they always come from the back. They never come from the front.
Oh, right. Okay.
So go to the back
of
the car.
That's a good tip.
Push the lock. Make sure everything's locked and then walk away. So you'll see if the door lock. If the door lock, normally the back door will go kick, it'll lock again.
Yes.
But the door stays open. And you can see if it's going to lock or not. And you can notice if someone's sneaking around, look at their sneaky buggers. I remember a case of a friend of mine, he was working in Joburg in one of the main streets. The guard actually slid under the car. And while he was working and he saw this head come up with hands, the guard slid under the car, was trying to steal something. In the middle of broad daylight in a busy road, and he's looking at goes, what are you doing? He has this guy, heads pop up. Now, so be careful. This is just stories we all hear. We all know to avoid driving through high-risk areas at night. There's another thing. I think yesterday I was to be coming back with a daughter from school. Every 10th or 11th car, headlights aren't working properly. So get your headlights checked. You know, it does help with everything else. Yeah. And the guards.
Especially at night, because now you're riding with one light working.
Yeah, working.
And you want to put your brights on.
You're blinding
oncoming.
And the problem lies the vehicle behind that vehicle thinks you're flashing at him.
Yes, that's
meantime,
right.
Meantime, you're trying to tell this guy that he's driving with his brights on.
Yes.
Because people are very arrogant going up Ocarps of Vach. They don't realize.
Yeah.
It's a dark place, so your eyes have got to adjust to it. And so you can see the lights, the bright lights. A lot of people still do it. But there's some people who don't.
Yes, especially,
so please, think about everybody.
I think we've made mention before. I mean, these new cars, those lights are bright. Oh, they are bright, and it's not even on bright.
see, a lot of things, the way it works now is the headlights got to look a little flap.
Yes.
So I mentioned this before.
That's
so
right, then it dims.
It dims. All it does is just takes the headlight down a bit, the flow of the light emissions, and then it fixes itself up and it gives you a full light.
Yes.
The problem lies is they work on sensors. They don't have to, but they do work on sensors just to stop people doing it. So it comes out and it's got to see the light first before it drops. So you might think the car's a bit slow, but it's the way the car's manufactured.
Yes.
Another thing, what I do notice is guys are loading a lot of stuff on, especially on the buckies and that. They're putting big, heavy canopies in it. The headlight adjuster. They haven't adjusted the headlights down. So when you put weight in the car, there is a special button that drops the headlights.
All right.
Some of them don't have it, so you've actually got to physically go in and ask someone just to drop the headlights to the match whatever weight's on the back of the car. So if you're going to load all your camping equipment, whatever, it's a heavy. So what it does is it loads the back suspension but lifts up the front.
Yes.
And it blinds people in front. And you wonder why the guy's flashing you.
Yeah,
just kind of get you adjusted. Yeah. And keep them at that because you will be loading your vehicle again, especially if you've got a caravan or something like that on. Yeah, so do that as well. Just to stop irritating people. It just makes us better drivers.
Yes, well, long weekends, it's coming soon.
Soon.
So
yeah,
we need to sort
coming.
That out.
Ladies' Day, Friday.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
Is it a holiday on Friday?
Yes, the 9th of August is a holiday.
My word.
I've been told we don't get them.
Oh.
Well, I don't. I'm not a woman.
I think I'm going to play I'm Every Woman.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
like I said, and before we're talking about it, keep your valuables out of sight. Avoid driving through a high-risk area. Never connect to an unfamiliar Wi-Fi network in your car. They can read a lot of things. Stay vigilant, and that's when you get out of the car. That's the biggest thing. And a lot of the insurance companies still want you to fit GPSs, tracker system.
Yeah, that's the insurance. they want trackers,
yes,
don't they?
It's not that expensive. You will get your car back. We're not saying how much you'll get of a car back, but...
Well, it depends.
You know, which vehicle you got.
If they disconnect it, you might not get your car back.
See, a lot of them are... Look, they do hide them. It's a very thing. A lot of them do know where they go on certain vehicles, and they've got to be fitted. And there's another thing I'll bring up this as well. Be careful if you've got an older tracker system. Because of the battery that's in there, that battery goes flat. And what it does is if you've got a tracker and you've got an older type, and it's an old tracker,
yes,
and you find your car's battery's going a little bit flatter more often than it should,
yes,
it can be that battery that causes it as well.
Okay.
So you can, if you go take it back to the guys that checked it, because you also got a certain lifespan on these rechargeable batteries for the tracker, and that can cause major problems. And you think, oh, now I'm going to auto electrician. He checks the alternator. No, it's your battery that's buggered. Put in your battery, and then your batteries are expensive now. No, it's not. It can be the tracker battery that's drawing it out. So go back to someone, your insurance company will tell you who to go to, and let them check the battery out, because that battery might just need to be replaced.
Because you can't change the battery yourself. That's got to be from the tracker company itself.
Yes, because you're fiddling with something that's if you still got it under the warranty, yes, or you're still paying for it, they can do that for you, yes, and let them check it out, because it does happen. Those little batteries do go flat, do cause problems with the electronics on the car, yeah, and your car battery going flat.
How long do you think those batteries last?
Normal lifespan of a normal battery. Yeah. Anywhere between 3 and 5 years.
Yeah.
Like your car's battery. Also, they used to give an 18-month warranty, but most batteries don't do that anymore. They just—I think it's just over a year—and they give it warranty.
If that,
because of the, like, even the Mercedes Benz, that's got a small auxiliary battery. It looks like a rich a battery for a gate motor.
Yes,
it's a special battery that fits in there. It doesn't utilize your big battery to keep your small electronics going. It uses this little battery, just keeps everything, all the memories ticking over.
Yes.
But if that goes flat, it brings up a warning system, and that has to be replaced as well.
Okay.
And that's normally a little bit more than about the same price as a normal battery.
You're kidding me?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's quite expensive. But so if you've got auxiliary battery going, warning going flat on your Mercedes Benz, that needs to be replaced. But you can.
Go check it out.
You can get it replaced, and there is certain places that do it. Sometimes you can only get it from the agents, but there is somebody else that does it, I think, in Bergfleet somewhere. He's got the batteries a lot cheaper than the agents, but I'm not saying that. Try and stick to your thing. So yeah, like I said, that's not always the best news to try and get people going and that.
Yeah, but so, it's very sad to hear, you know, that you were robbed. Shocked at a hospital.
That's why I thought I'd bring it up, because it's such a
it's not a nice.
You come out and the wife got home on the Friday night late. And opened the boot, and next minute the tears started flying out of the daughter's eyes, you know.
Of course, yes.
Because everything, it's more her school bag.
And the problem is that's their daily.
Yes.
The daily work and homework that they need, you know.
So it wasn't a cheap computer that it took, but and it's all the irritation of. Look, like I said, you've got insurance, but it's the irritation
of. But she's
of
lost
the
all her work. She's work, lost yeah. all her hard work. Input.
Thank goodness she had a. It was
a backup. So
the
Mac backup.
And it had the backup on iCloud. So she does it. It's a little bit more brainy than her father.
They are.
Just take those extra precautions in life. You know, make sure the doors are closed. Take that extra 15 seconds. And it'll make a hell of a difference. And like I say, be vigilant at the shopping centers now, because these guys are quick. Especially when it comes to the end of the month. You know, you going out, how much do groceries cost? So you're going out and you're getting all your grocery bags with you, $3,500.
Mm.
You know, if you've got a big family, it doesn't matter how big your family is, but you're looking anywhere between 15
One
and
One bag is over a grand.
So this is what I'm saying. Just take your time and watch out for don't just watch out for yourself. Watch out for your elderly people as well. You know, they live their life and they just want to enjoy retirement. Maybe one day we'll get there. I don't know when.
Yes,
that's true. So we all got to look after one another. It is like a family down here. So, if you see someone, just keep an eye on the thing. And like I say, it doesn't matter what car's parked next to you. or two cars, or two cars next to you. They're sitting, they're you very just, vigilant. So be careful.
You just don't know.
You don't know. You don't know who it is.
I'm actually glad that you, this was quite a good topic that we needed, because I know we talk about it often, but I mean, you know, we need to be attentive to our surroundings.
Yes, definitely.
And sometimes we don't, because we're always in a hurry.
Yeah, I know that. And I said to the wife, did you check the boot? No. And I'll tell you why. I also went shopping one day, and I closed the boot on the Haval, and it was closing, and I pushed the remote to close the door to activate the center locking, and the boot stopped working. It just stopped dead, which is a flaw on behalf of Haval, because it should have carried on going. But it did stop. It just confused the computer system. Just be vigilant. Like I say, this is because we got one, the wife's car. I have to close it by hand and lock it, so I know it's locked.
We got the same.
We all got an old car.
We've got a little button. We've got a click to open the boot, and it's got a slam to close. And if you lift it up to height, hit your head. So you know that you've got to close your garage.
But with the newer cars, it's all convenience. Like I say, I'm sure the BMWs and Mercedes and Audis, if it closes with a big heavy boot, you'll hear it go. It does beep when it closes, but it beeps and it reopens. And it's just, don't blame the manufacturer, it's just a safety issue to stop kids being hurt.
Because all the new cars, and I've seen it, you walk away, but again, then you click, and then you find the mirrors go
in. Yes, the mirrors go in.
So if the mirrors goes in, it's a sign your door, everything's closed. Is that right or not?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So it will be closed. I don't know how each manufacturer differs. But the mirrors, yes, your mirrors will close in your central lockings. But what they do is they just pull the door open a little bit. Mm. So as you, they watch you. So as you're going to do it, they're so clever. They just pull the door open slightly.
Okay.
And a lot of times that will leave the door. The car might still lock, and it just leaves the door open slightly because it's recognized the door, but then closed the door. You've opened the door.
Yes.
Sometimes they're very quick, sharp. And if you've left anything on the back seat, don't expect it to be there when you get back. So, like, hide your stuff.
But if, like you said, people do put their bags. We all do that. We put our bags in the boot. But no, if they've got these gadgets to open up, you know, no matter what you do, you've just got to be attentive.
Yeah, you're just got to try and slow them down. It's the same as they always tell you, don't drive with your handbag on your car, on your seat. Put it under your seat.
Yes.
Even your laptop, put it under your seat, because they'll smash your window.
Don't ever get a white bag.
Yeah,
I learned a hard lesson. Don't get a white handbag.
Because number one, it gets dirty, and two, it's easy visible. It will go. Even the wife, they took the wife's jacket as well, her KW jacket, so they got nicked as well.
I'm a smash and grab victim, and I mean, for years, right into Epping, I mean, 30 years, going to Epping, and I would see it every day. It was always in the boot of the car. And just this one day, took my mom to the airport and thought, oh, it's just down the road. Yeah. I'll put it under the seat, white bag. And, I see it every day. You see the cops with the guns shooting. You actually witnessed what they do. And this time I thought, no, nothing. And the next minute, smash, the guy was inside. We were fighting to the point that car in front decided to watch what was happening instead of moving. And as I lifted off, it cost me over 50,000 rand damage. Eventually lost my bag. You know, the damage, the trauma, you know.
The trauma's the worst,
and they look at you. They grab and they've got your bag. They turn around, look at you.
Say,
and that is on Epping Vanguard Drive, the famous spot.
Be careful.
So I was a victim of
It's not nice to be a victim of any type of thing. Yeah. I mean, we've had it, like said, anybody said their car stolen and not recovered. You know, that's at loss, and the feeling that they've intruded on your privacy, and that was the biggest thing is robbery as well.
And they don't work alone. They work in threes or fours.
There's a lot of them. And like I said to him, just because it's a Lani car, don't expect the Lani people. Okay, so real South African Lani.
But you're right, because they do dress
smart. Very well.
They do.
Dress very well. Know? So, and it's like I say, if the security guards are starting to come,
We were there on Saturday.
Yes.
And Sunday. And we thought, oh, they're very bright and they're very colorful. They really lit up all the car guards
now. Nice.
It's very nice. They look neat. And I thought, why? You know, they've never been here before. So,
you know why. And like I said, don't make yourself a soft target. Make yourself a hard target. Don't make it easy. I mean, look, it's the price of groceries are so expensive nowadays.
I know.
So, and that's what they're after. A lot of times they're just after it. But it's all small stuff. You might think it's not so significant, but it definitely is.
Yes.
Every little bit is bad that gets stolen. I mean, the daughter tracked her phone. She tracked her computer. It went into town. Then from town, it went to Pardon Island, signed up there. Then it was here. Then it was there. Then it cut out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing that she says. But my thing is, I know it's only petty and it's a computer.
It's actually not petty.
But it's not petty. Yeah. This can lead to major stuff. And why don't the police follow up on it? I know they've got a lot of work, but this is what it's still crime.
And the hospital's aware of it anyway.
And the police are aware. I know it's happened before there a few times. Yeah. And when you tell me something like that, my temper goes through the roof, and the wife just looks at me and she goes, don't say anything.
Yes, I can see. To all our listeners, while I'm talking, James is starting to go red.
Yeah.
I get angry. Is there anything else you want to share? Because we don't want you to explode.
No. I'm just trying to be brilliant, have fun. The biggest thing is look after yourself. I mean, that's get someone to, and like I say, check the lights. There's still too many cars without lights.
Yes.
I hope your wipers are working because of the rainy season is now finished. But don't forget about them. Replace them
September's
now.
September's not finished. We're still going to get rain.
So go and get wipers. I mean, I thought you would have to replace your wipers at least every second year. It's every year. It's definitely every year because the ultraviolets down here are so strong. The rubber is not the same. It's more recycled rubber. So the rubber goes a little bit harder, quicker. And that's the reason why. So recycling the rubber. So you think it's pure rubber. Only the top of the range ones that you'll pay it's a fortune for, especially at the agents. You don't have to always go to the agents. Sometimes the agents will only be the ones that get it. But replace your wipers once a year. It's nice to have clear vision to get through after a rainy season. And you'll see these guys driving with bad wipers and they can't see and they're going up Okops of Ach at 20 k's an hour. It drives you nuts as well. So, look after your car. Look after everybody. Be vigilant. Be safe out there. That's all I can say.
Thank you, James. So thank you for coming in, it's sharing your knowledge with us.
Yes.
And I'm very sad to hear that you
were we're over it now. The daughter's got a new computer, so she just had to redo everything.
and a good tip to put out there to all our super-duper listeners near and afar, just be vigilant wherever you go.
Especially now, it's definitely it's shopping. So
Make sure your gadgets are working and be smarter than the smart ones.
Yes. And look after each other, especially the shopping centre with the oldies down there. And I know I'm getting older as well. So, we're all getting there. For all the youngsters in their 30s.
Yes.
Please help the oldies. If you see someone, we forget, our parents were there as well. Help them, look after them, have a vigilant eye out for them, someone if you see them struggling. I'm not saying you have to go and help them to pick up everything. Most people will, but just be vigilant for the people around because they're so quick at getting robbed. They just knock them over. That's why we don't the father-in-law to walk anyway because he can't walk. He's in his late 80s now. So they knock them, take their stuff, and they're gone.
Yes, of course.
And that makes you even more cross.
Yeah.
So be careful. And just look after one another.
It costs nothing to help anybody.
Oh, no, it doesn't. And you feel good at the end of the day.
You do.
I've done my job.
Your good deed for the day.
Your good deed for the day. Yes. Make it every day.
James, have a lick afternoon.
You too. And we'll speak to everybody again. Right. Look after yourselves.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Motorzone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice. Get ready for the brand new Ford Territory, a family SUV touching down at Ford Claremont. Introducing the feature-rich 5-seater Ford Territory, where style, comfort, space, performance, safety, and tech are at its core. Phone 021-672-1700 today to book your test drive at Ford Claremont, or let us bring the all-new Ford Territory to you. Unforgettable memories, serene vistas, and once-in-a-lifetime journeys all come with the Territory. It's your Ford, your choice.